Hello, hello, hello. Now, welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I was going to do a video today on this Nigerian fake professor who has come to light saying he's a professor at Oxford and Cambridge, and it turns out that actually he's not at all and he has no qualifications. Interesting stuff. But I'm going to leave that till tomorrow because I've been rather taken aback by the reaction of some of you lovely boys to a video I did on whether we actually went to the moon. And I'd like to stress that I was asked to do this video. Our drinker at the Jolly Heretic Public House, Mr. Yao Escudo, commissioned me to do this video. He wanted me to watch a detailed documentary, which I was happy to do, which argued the moon landings were faked, and to respond to it, and that I duly did. And some people have reacted with a certain degree of fury to this, that they have said this makes me stupid, that the video, my video was very disappointing, and that I'm, you know, biased and whatever else. So I would like to respond to this. These are the main reasons why it strikes me we can say we went to the moon. One, putting aside the fact that it was all, you know, people were witnessing at the time, that could of course have all been fake, as you say. One, with a very powerful telescope, a very powerful amateur telescope, you can literally see the remnants of lunar modules and whatever strewn on the moon. And the placement of those items on the moon is independently verifiable as being in the same place that you can see if you look close up, and you can see with even greater certainty that they are those remnants. Two, when they went there, a retro reflector was put on the moon, which allows us to bounce laser beams off the moon. If that retro reflector was not there, we would not be able to bounce laser beams off the moon. Thirdly, we have 382 grams of lunar rock. This has been independently verified by a number of different space agencies, including the Chinese, as not being from Earth. So therefore, it's pretty likely that it's from the moon. So if this was a great American conspiracy theory designed to make the West seem powerful in the eyes of the Soviets or whatever, then why is it that other nations, indeed enemies of America like China, are independently verifying this lunar rock? In addition, from the NASA has a reconnaissance orbiter, and from this reconnaissance orbiter, high resolution pictures can be taken of the lunar surface. These pictures show the markings of the descent. They show strewn bits of the lunar modules. They even show the footprints of the astronauts, and these have been independently verified as genuine, again by other space agencies that have sent up orbiters, including the Chinese and people that might wish to humiliate the Americans. In addition, of course, the Soviets would have been watching this with hawk-like, and they would, if they had been any problem with it, they would, of course, have highlighted it, and they haven't done so. And the reason they never did so is almost certainly because it is real, because it is not some great American conspiracy to humiliate the Soviets, because it actually happened. Now, a number of people in the comments have come up with even more interesting counter-arguments, such as that it would have been, in those days, faking photography and faking video was much more difficult than it is now. And so to successfully and convincingly fake this, it probably would have been more difficult than to actually do it. Because you'd have to have the rocket that people could see, you'd have to have a huge amount of film with no break in it. It would have been very, very difficult to accomplish. It would have been easier to do it. So that is the evidence that we were on the moon. Britain West was on the moon. As for other sceptical arguments, one is, why can't you see the stars in the background? The answer is that they were there and they took the photographs during the lunar day. So the stars, just as you can't see stars in our day, why would you be able to see stars in the lunar day? They would be obscured by the rays of the sun. A second is that it looks like the crosshairs of the camera are behind the item, in some pictures implying fakery. The answer to that is that bright objects will sometimes make crosshairs fade, and that when they're copied or scanned, the crosshairs can be lost completely in the photograph. Another is that on one of the missions, there seems to be a C written on the moon rock. When this is looked at close up, there is no such sea. Another mission, another idea is that the flag is fluttering, which implies wind. The counter argument is that the natural gravity of the moon does not allow the flag to unfurl. Therefore, the flag had to be manually unfurled. And during this process, there is a little bit of fluttering because of the people unfluttering it. Otherwise, then it stays still and has stayed still ever since. So, I mean, you know, you can come back at me and say, oh, well, you know, the COVID-19 conspiracy or whatever. That's a quite separate issue. I may do another video where I look at the dynamics of conspiracy theories in general, because some people have made some good points about that. It is true. Where do you draw the line between a large-scale conspiracy, which is unlikely to work, and a small-scale conspiracy? Difficult question. Some very interesting questions have been raised by you lovely boys. And I'm very, very grateful for the sceptical thinking of the drinkers at the Jolly Heretic on this matter. And I'm not saying the moon landings weren't faked. They may well have been. But at the moment, it seems to me, the evidence indicates that they were not. And so I hope you have a most violent weekend.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!